Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quinice Petway, and I'm inviting you to check out my interactive book, A Glimpse of Our Father: Lessons Parenthood Reveals for All of God's Children. Each encouraging lesson illuminates God's forgiveness, guidance, plan, presence, and unfailing love for you. It's available on my website, which is aglimpseofourfather.com, and most online platforms where books are sold. And now, after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Exodus 4, 10 through 12.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verses are Exodus 4, 10 through 12. But Moses pleaded with the Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm not very good with words. I never have been, and I'm not now, even though you have spoken to me. I get tongue-tied and my words get tangled. Then the Lord asked Moses, who makes a person's mouth? Who decides whether people speak or do not speak, hear or do not hear, see or do not see? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go. I will be with you as you speak, and I will instruct you in what to say. When God has called you to do something that is outside of your comfort zone, do you ever find yourself saying things like, I'm not good enough, I'm not very smart, I don't know how, or so-and-so is better than me? Well, you're not alone. Our brother Moses is in the same boat with this same struggle. In the previous chapter of Exodus chapter 3, God had told Moses to go to the Israelite elders and let them know that he was sending him there to help free them from slavery. God had also told Moses to go to Pharaoh and tell him to let the people go because Moses was going to lead the Israelites out of Egypt and they would no longer be enslaved. There was more dialogue between Moses and God, and then we come to today's passage where Moses is pleading with God and telling him that he's not good with words. He never has been, isn't now, and never will be, basically. Moses wasn't eloquent in speech. His words didn't flow easily. He had heavy words or slow speech. And according to Jewish tradition, Moses was unable to pronounce labials B, F, P, M, and V. So Moses brought these weaknesses to God or objections, and God responded with some questions to combat these objections. God wasn't asking Moses the questions of who makes a person's mouth, who decides whether people speak or do not speak, hear or do not hear, see or do not see, because he needed the answers, but rather God wanted Moses to pause and think about who God was, the fact that he was the creator. The creator of a speech, and the creator of speech was telling him he was going to help him speak. And so God wanted Moses to focus on his power and ability and the fact that nothing is impossible with God. Even though Moses had just seen the angel of the Lord appear to him through a burning bush that wasn't consumed, he chose to believe a lie. Despite Moses witnessing God turn his staff into a snake and convert it back to a staff, apprehension persisted. Even when Moses witnessed his hand becoming leprous after putting it in his cloak per God's instructions and God restoring his hand, he continued to doubt his speaking abilities. Moses thought his perceived weakness of not being good with words would hinder him from going forward to do what God had just told him that he was going to equip him to do. Moses believed a lie over the truth of God's very words. Wow. Sometimes we're our own worst critics, and we know that ultimately the enemy is the culprit for the thoughts that are contrary to what God says about us. So let's replace Moses' name with our own, because like Moses, we struggle to believe the truth of God's word, particularly when what God says for us to do is not within our comfort zone or perceived skill set. We can grab confidence and assurance in verse 12 of Exodus chapter 4 that says, "Now go, I will be with you as you speak, and I will instruct you on what to say." God promises to be with us and show us what to do and how to do it. Much like Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 that says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." God promises to direct our paths. He promises to show us. Mark chapter 10, verse 27 says, "Jesus looked at them intently and said, humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God." And so when God is on our side, he's calling us and equipping us to do things. And so we can do them. What assignment is God calling you to that you have been struggling with moving forward in due to the lies of the enemies? What truths can you glean from each verse today to help you move forward with boldness to fulfill your God-ordained purpose and assignment in this season? Get those things in mind and let us pray. Dear God, our Father, thank you so much for reminding us of the truth of your word. Thank you for reminding us that if you have called us to something, you have already equipped us to operate in and complete the work which we have been called. Thank you for reminding us that your power is made perfect in weakness. Please forgive us for the times that we believe the lies of the enemy instead of the truth of your word. We ask that you replace that doubt and disbelief with complete faith and confidence in you. Continue to remind us that because you have called us to this assignment, because you reside within us, and because all power belongs to you, we can accomplish everything that you set before us to complete. We love and praise your mighty name. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.